This is Michigan Watch from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. It's obvious why the Ambassador Bridge-owning Maroon family is backing Proposal 6. That's the ballot measure that would require a vote of the people to build international crossings. But the billionaire family is also spending lots of money backing Proposal 5. That measure would require a two-thirds majority of the legislature or a vote of the people to change tax policy. Yesterday, we aired a story explaining Proposal 5, but did not look at why the Maroons are spending money to support it. The truth is, no one seems certain, and the Maroons have not said. But as we researched the proposal and talked to those involved, one thing kept coming up, a gas tax. Lana Tice heads up the Michigan Alliance for Prosperity, the organization officially responsible for putting Proposal 5 on the ballot.
I think we already pay enough in road taxes. And I spoke to a legislator about it and asked him about it, and I asked him, are all taxes being taken for fuel applied to the roads right now? And he said, well, absolutely not.
Actually, only the 19 cents per gallon state excise tax goes into roads and transportation. Tice wants all the taxes, including the sales tax that's used to support schools, local governments, and other state obligations, to go toward the roads. Tice's group is also running this radio ad, which starts out with a phony news report.
Well, Michigan drivers can get ready for more pain at the pump this holiday season. Governor Rick Snyder signing into law today his tax gas hike, giving Michigan the highest taxes on gasoline in the entire nation.
It doesn't have to happen this way. On November 6th, vote yes on Prop 5 to protect Michigan taxpayers from unnecessary tax hikes like Governor Snyder's new tax on gasoline.
It's true that Governor Snyder has been talking about restructuring the gas tax. He says Michigan loses $1 billion a year in road value because the state does not have the money to maintain them properly. The governor says the state needs to change how gas is taxed to raise more money because the roads are only going to get worse.
It actually takes less money from our taxpayers. Because if you look at, if we let these roads deteriorate, how much money is that going to cost?
The problem is road tax revenue is based on a per gallon charge. Because of the economy and more fuel efficient vehicles, drivers are using less fuel. So revenue from gas taxes is down. By restructuring the tax to a percentage on the wholesale price, more taxes can be raised. Conservatives are fighting mad about any chance of a gasoline tax hike of any kind. The two-thirds proposal would virtually make any tax increases impossible. So we're back to the question, why is the Maroon family spending money to support Proposal 5? Well, there are three theories. First, the Maroon family owns a huge trucking empire. A fuel tax change could affect their profits. But as one expert observed, they need good roads in Michigan, and a fuel tax change would not affect them any more than any other trucking competitor. The second theory, the Maroons put money into Proposal 5 because they needed help gathering signatures for Proposal 6. The Tea Party movement had people, the Maroons had money. It was a matter of you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. The final theory is getting out the conservative vote, which would be more likely to vote for Proposal 6, the vote on the bridge. The Maroons needed something that would get conservatives to the polls. A vote to make it nearly impossible to raise taxes or change tax policy in the state would appeal to most conservatives and Tea Party-affiliated voters. Now, all of this is speculation, but there's little else to go on except for a billionaire family which has spent tens of millions of dollars in the last couple of years to put two constitutional amendment proposals on the ballot, run ad campaigns, and support the state's most conservative legislators and Tea Party groups to help them. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.